The Gemara says that you have a requirement to say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat on the Aseres Me'Tshuva and on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There is Machlokas in the Gemara if you are Yotzei, if you mess up and you say HaKel HaKadosh. The Gemara paskins that you are not Yotzei. Now, the Gemara does not talk about Zachreinu L'chaim or Michamocha. The source of these is Maseches Sofrim, as we'll see in a moment. Now, there is a Machlokas, what happens if you mess up for these other additions, Zachreinu L'chaim and Michamocha, whether you're Yotzei or not. Tosa says you're not Yotzei because you changed the Matbeah Shetabu Chachamim. In other words, the rabbis set up Shmoneh Esrei to be a certain way on these days, and you botched it. The Rosh, however, says, no, you're Yotzei if you forget Zachreinu L'chaim and Michamocha, because these verses are not mentioned in the Gemara, and therefore they don't have the same status as a Kel HaKadosh and a Melech HaMishpat, possibly. The Shulchan Aruch passings like the Rosh, that you're Yotzei even if you forget them. Now, Rabbi Yerucham Olshin in his Sefer Yarech HaMoadim has a beautiful piece where he discusses a Rabbeinu Yonah, who cites the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tzarfas, the rabbis of France. And they come up with a middle opinion, that if you say Zachreinu L'chaim, if you forget Zachreinu L'chaim and Michamocha, you are not Yotzei. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah does not like that, and he passes like the Rosh that you are Yotzei, but he explains, even according to the Rabbeinu Tzarfas, these rabbis of France, they only hold that you're not Yotzei if you forget Zachreinu L'chaim and Michamocha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, not Aseres Yemei Tshuva, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the main days, and they have a carbon musaf. So, but if you mess up and you forget them on the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, then you're Yotzei. So a couple of questions asks Revulsion on this Rabbeinu Yonah. Number one, why are there different rules for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Aren't these additions in Tefillah one big addition, one big takana, whether it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and all the other days? And two, what's this whole business with the Karban Musaf? Really, it's based on the Gemara and Shabbos, and the Gemara and Shabbos says that, like examples like days like Rosh Chodesh, you need to add in Yalav Yavo, and if you forget Yalav Yavo, then you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. That's because the Yalav Yavo is for the day. But here, the addition on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Zachreinu and Michamocha has nothing to do with the day of Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. In fact, we say it on Aseres Yemei Tshuva as well. And those are not, there's no Karban Musaf. So why does the Rabbeinu Yonah, in the name of these Rabbeinu Tzarfas, connect it to the Karban Musaf? To give a background of the answer, says Rav Olshin, you have to understand the Saba Mislabotka, Rav Finkel, used to say that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur tefillos are a different type of tefillah. There are tefillah called tefillah be'es tzara, a dangerous time that you cry out and scream out to Hashem that you are in pain. It's not just a tefillah that you have to daven every day, and therefore the Ramban, who holds that tefillah is only the Rabbanan, would actually hold that tefillah be'es tzara on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is actually a Doraisa tefillah. He brings a proof to this idea from Gemara Nedarim, where the Ran says that the reason why we give the minug to give tzedakah on Shul and Yom Kippur is because it's like an eis tzara, even though it's Nedarim we don't usually do, but it's an eis tzara and therefore you're allowed. So again, you see this concept that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is an eis tzara, it's a time of danger. We have the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim open in front of us, the book of life, the book of death, we need to cry out and scream out. The Imrei David says that's why we're allowed to scream on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, our davening. And the shofar itself is like crying. Normally we don't scream during davening. We're not supposed to talk out loud, daven out loud. And therefore, we, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we have a special dispensation, again, because it's a tefillah be'es tzara. Now, based on this, Rav Olshin, you can answer our question. There is a special takana to add in these tefillos on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Zachreinu and Michamocha. That was a different takana than to also add them in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And in fact, Maseches Sofrim itself only lists these takanas to add in Michamocha and Zachreinu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And so then again, you see this idea that there was like a two-step or two different takanos. And therefore, this now explains why does the Rabbeinu Tzarfas say that you go back for Michamocha and Zachreinu L'chaim only on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because that's a tefillah based tzara. That was a different tefillah that had a different takana to add in these psukim, which have to do with tefillah based tzaras. Achreinu l'chaim, mentioned, remember for life, Michamocha, Avrachim, Zochir, Yitzru, V'chaim, Brachim, again, focused on life and saving us. And so therefore, these additions on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are ma'akev, but on Aseres Yemei Tshuva, they are not ma'akev, because that was a regular enactment, a secondary enactment to say them in Aseres Yemei Tshuva as well. But again, based on this yisod, we should have an appreciation that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and then this also answers up, by the way, our second question about what does it have to do with Karban Musaf. Answer is, yeah, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because they have a Karban Musaf, they had a special enactment of of Tfila Be'ez Tzara to add in Zachreinu and Michamocha. It's very connected to the Musaf, because those days, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, are very different than Aser Yisrei Tshuva based on this idea. And so therefore it comes out, it's really, when you say Zachreinu Lechaim and Michamocha, it depends what day you're saying it. If you're saying it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, according to these Rabbeinu Tzarfas, you would actually have to go back. We don't paskin that way, but it highlights to us that really the tefillah that we do on tefillah and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur should be an extra special tefillah, a tefillah be'ez tzara.